Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
A few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I often talk about celebrating your small victories. I think it's really important to celebrate and recognize an accomplishment and achievement, even if those things don't seem like a huge deal. Typically, what I mean by those small victories are things like your first sale, or your first signed client, or achieving some other significant milestone. But today's story reminded me that when you're starting a new project, especially if this is your first side hustle, or otherwise it's somehow significantly different, it's bigger, it's more daunting than something you've done before, there are actually lots of small wins that happen along the way before you even get to those sales or those signed clients. So when you set up a website for the first time, you've never done it before, that's a victory. When you add a button or a payment option or a plugin to your site, and it actually works, again, a small victory. In the story I'll tell you about today, the person had to get a food license. So that takes some time, it takes some process. And receiving that license, when she ultimately got it, you know, that was a victory. But she mentioned to us, it wasn't just the final outcome, the phone call to the county where she had to learn how it worked and what she needed to do. That was a victory. When she actually went and paid the fee, that was a small victory. So I like this perspective because there are all kinds of steps along the journey, and you might as well congratulate yourself whenever you cross over any of them. And then, of course, you know, you don't stop there, you keep going. You keep going on to small victories and hopefully to even bigger ones. All right, this story is about a mortgage specialist who whisks up a profitable bakery, mixing her love for cookies and other treats into a hobby, then a small operation based out of a church kitchen, and finally to a retail storefront in upstate New York. Lots of small victories along the way, and I want to encourage and challenge you to think of yours as well. So we'll come back to that at the end. Here's a message on behalf of our sponsor. I appreciate them allowing us to bring this show to you completely free. And then I'll tell you about this mortgage baker.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
We've all heard of mortgage brokers, but have you ever heard of a mortgage baker? You know, the ones who spend their days supporting people and buying homes and then fill those homes with warm baskets of cookies. Well, for Amanda Bernardini in Buffalo, New York, that's not too far off from the reality. Amanda, or Mundy, as her family and friends call her, spent much of her childhood in the kitchen. She would watch her grandma and mom create the perfect baked goods from Italian wedding cake to rich, buttery sugar cookies. Getting hungry already. As their little sous chef, she learned and developed a love for the art of baking. Fast forward to present time, and you'll still find Amanda in the kitchen baking. As a mortgage specialist by day, she uses her analytical mind in a focused setting. Baking serves as a more creative outlet. For years, she would show up at parties with a plate full of those perfectly made sugar cookies. Friends would rave about how yummy and artfully designed those cookies were, and she began to receive requests for birthday parties and other special occasions. She soon discovered she could make money from custom orders. At first, she just received those orders from friends and word-of-mouth referrals, but when Amanda's orders and popularity began to grow, she knew it was time to take it to the next level. She partnered with a local church who offered up their commercial kitchen for her to use. Now that she had a space, her custom orders continued to melt in. She would receive baby shower and birthday party requests, and even a batch of Let's Get Naked Valentine's Day cookies. She soon found herself whisking in about $400 a week. While it was profitable and fun, she was working way too much and knew something had to shift. She had a bigger vision for what she called Mundy Cakes and wanted to open her own bakery. So she switched to a part-time role at her mortgage company and used the rest of her time to find a space to rent. After some searching, Amanda found a great spot where there would be lots of foot traffic, especially in the summer. But the space needed some renovation and equipment. Her $400 a week in profit wasn't enough to rent that space and cover other startup costs. So she decided to take out a small business loan of $25,000 to help with her vision. In November 2018, the storefront doors of Mundy Cakes opened. Seeing her vision come to life was exciting. She had no idea when she started filling those custom orders for family and friends that it would lead to her actually owning a real storefront business. Like many new ventures, it hasn't been completely smooth. It was a big decision to take out that loan. There were challenges with renovating that space and then making sure enough business was coming in to hire part-time employees to run it. But she did it. She figured it out. Mundy Cakes has now been in business for just a few months, and Amanda has already made back half of that business loan. She has what she calls 2.5 employees working for her. One of those employees happens to be her mom. They support her in the business while she's working the day job in mortgage services. She has no plans to leave that job and is happy for Mundy Cakes to remain a side hustle. Just a few months in, it sounds like there's a lot more to come. She's looking to add ice cream to her shop in warmer months, collaborate with local event planners for larger events, and most importantly, another side hustle, prepare for the birth of her first child. It's been a year of big change, and she's glad she followed her dream. All right, congratulations to Amanda Mundy Cakes. If you are in the Buffalo, New York area where you happen to be visiting, maybe going to Niagara Falls, go and check it out. And on that topic of small victories, I was trying to think, like, what are my small victories today? And the first few things I thought of were tasks like, okay, I prepared this episode. You know, soon I will have completed this episode. I finished an outline for something else I'm doing. I prepared for a conference call, etc. And then I thought, well, I mean, these are all things I have to do. You know, they're all things I've signed up for. It's part of my work. But do they really count as those small victories? Because this is my normal workflow. And I thought, well, who's to say what your small victories are? I mean, you can decide for yourself. You know, of course, nobody's doing that for you. But I do think there's something to be said for the idea that these small victories are like when you're working towards something that is new or different or challenging for you. So all the things I just mentioned, even though they're important for me to do them, they're not necessarily challenging or they're not necessarily like bringing me closer to something. You know, when I'm actually like working on my business, not just working in the business. A small victory is when I actually think about, you know, business development and take a step back, or I do some more development of our team, or I think, you know, what's the next thing we need to do for our community and side hustle society? Maybe those are the kinds of things that fit better in that category, because I tend to naturally not do those things all the time. I tend to naturally just like have my head down and do what's in front of me. And in some ways that's good, but in other ways, I want to make sure that I continue to grow and challenge myself, just like I'm encouraging you to do. So I'm going to think more about that as I go forward. So what are your small victories? What are you working toward? How are you taking steps to get closer to a dream, a goal, a vision that's important to you? I'll leave you with that for the day. The show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/783. Thank you so much for listening. Go out and do something for yourself. I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.